Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, this Thursday sees the very first age-friendly Ambassadors' Day. It's being held in Slane Castle in County Meath. The launch of this annual initiative aims to promote ageism awareness. And to discuss what all that means, I'm joined now in the studio by horse trainer and age-friendly ambassador, Ted Walsh, and Catherine McGuigan, who's Chief Officer of Age Friendly Ireland. You're both very welcome. And on the phone, we have another ambassador, MD of the National Ploughing Association, Anna May McHugh. And you're all very welcome. Lovely to have you with us. So, Ted, what are you doing this for now, this age-friendly ambassador business?
Well, one of the councillors in AIS asked me before COVID, would I put my name forward to be the ambassador for old people, age, whatever you want to call it. I'm 74, so I suppose I qualified again to that category. And sure, then COVID came along and everything was quiet for a while, but it has picked up momentum there now. It's just to encourage the areas around us. In particular, I'm in the horse end of things. Naas Racecourse, for instance, now, they brought out a lot of the older people in Naas around, walk around to see what they could do to improve going racing. And they pointed out different things that might help them. And I'm sure Punchestown will do the same in the Curragh, because it's a great day out for people. But they just want to know, when the older people come, what they really like. Easier parking, little or low steps, things like that.
To make it a bit easier.
Yeah, to make it a bit easier, a bit more comfortable, and also to have them interactive when they're there at the day of the races. They're not in a little corner for old people. It's not a creche school like for old people. You want them in where they can hear all the gossip and the news and see the horses and get involved in it. And I suppose that applies in all the places. Ballymore, the village up behind us, they're getting ready to encourage more older people to live there and make it easier to get around and be part of the village as well too. Mm-hmm. And Kildare Station for people on the train, to make it easier for them as well and more comfortable. It's just to be aware of somebody that's getting on in years.
Yeah, to make life a little easier.
Yeah, and if they've been there, they enjoy it.
Catherine, I'll ask you about the initiative in a moment, but I just want to get Anna May's view on why, Anna May, it was attractive for you to get involved in this initiative.
Well, Claire, I can say that, like what Ted has said, that I was asked by Laois County Council, would I let my name go forward? And, you know, I felt I couldn't say no. If I could help as I go this way, I was willing to go forward. And I have found that it is extremely wonderful for the people that are ageing, because I believe that age is, it's something that's not, it's not healthy for many, but for more people to get involved in everything that's going on. They don't know where to go to, they don't know who to ask. And we in Laois are very, very active. We had a live expo there about five or six weeks ago, and there were over 1,000 people went to that. And in fact, we had over 100 exhibits there with all the technology and all the things that would want to be known to the people that are elderly. Mm-hmm. To make it comfortable for them and to bring them out, to make them feel that they're not forgotten. Well, that's the one thing that I would advocate, yeah, that they're not forgotten.
Well, Anna May, what I would say to you is that ageing is not what it was. 60 isn't what it was, 70 isn't what it was, 80 isn't what it was, and people want to be out there living a full life.
They absolutely do. And it's wonderful what they have done here in Laois, if I may say so, because there was a directory printed, and in that contains phone numbers, contacts for everything that people would need. Mm-hmm. And, to bring the people out, as you say, it's so important. You know, it's terrific to see when you go to an age-friendly gathering here in our county and you see them getting off buses and you know they have new frocks and clothes, the hair has been done. And then there's a cup of tea and there are talks about different things, and it ends up with a bit of a dance, which is lovely. And the music that's played, it's suitable for people, mm-hmm, of our age group. It's absolutely a tremendous day out.
Yeah, well, listen, it's great. It's
and many, many more events as well.
Well, it's great to hear, Ted, that Laois is the best at this, and I hope you'll absorb
with
that
Anna
now.
May, with Anna May in charge, it definitely would be the best.
Well, look,
anyway,
all I can say to another Laois person, Claire is a Laois person, that Laois is a lovely place to grow old.
There you go. You see, when you, and it's a lovely place to be young. It's a lovely place to be everything. Now, Catherine, we'll bring you in at this point. From Age Friendly Ireland's perspective, what is the aim of all of this?
So the age-friendly, we have a vision in Ireland of an age-friendly Ireland. That means that it will be a great place to age and grow old. And I suppose the WHO is anchored in the WHO framework. What does an age-friendly country look like? And that was bestowed on us, Clare, in 2019. They honoured us as the first age-friendly country in the world. I suppose because that doesn't mean that everything is right, but it means that we have the structures and the framework in place. So all the local authorities are behind this. There's resources and staff behind this. So Ted was talking about age-friendly towns, age-friendly race courses, age-friendly environments. But this particular initiative that we're doing on Thursday is our Ageism Awareness Day. It's the first day that we have these wonderful 31 age-friendly ambassadors across the country who are doing work for their own counties and cities at local level. And they're all coming together and it's part of this movement. The WHO did an ageism report and one of the key pieces is let's get the conversation going about getting rid of ageism. Let's change the narrative that we've had. Let's change the stereotyping, the unconscious bias and change our approach to ageing and that we see it as a positive thing. Because there are, older people are not an homogenous group. There are varying levels of age. As you say, 60 is maybe, you know, the new age that it was years ago. It's very, very different. And we need to realise that our longevity is one of the highest in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living longer. At the minute, its life expectancy is up at 84 compared to what it was 12 years ago, 20 years ago. So we have to recognise that people are living much longer lives and we have to change the narrative around that.
And do you feel, Ted, that there is ageism and that you have you experienced it?
I haven't. Look, I'm fortunate. I've been good health all my life, and I'm doing what I love to do all my life, and I'm still doing it. Now I know I'm a fortunate person to be in that situation, but I think it's just that we're more aware. Long ago, people stayed at home to mind the mother or the father. That's gone. You know, people are going out and working now and getting jobs there in life, which is a great thing. But always there was somebody who stayed at home to mind mammy or daddy. And as they got old, and then people, now everybody has sort of maybe a bit more money, more adventurous, different things like that. I think in general, it's everybody's responsibility to look after. The same as your parents looked after you when you were small. It's your responsibility as they get older to mm-hmm. make sure that you can help them out and be comfortable. But I think old people have got to realise too, when the young people around them, to be a little bit younger as well too. There was a lady that died recently that I was very friendly with, Gay Kelly, and she was well in her 80s. But I never met a younger woman. You know what I mean? She always had the hair done. She was always done up. She was always meant to go. If you said we go for a drive, yeah, wherever you were going, she wanted to go. Nothing was a problem. She wasn't the most mobile, but she was great.
So you have to be enthusiastic, yeah, is what you're saying.
You have to be, and you have to keep in touch. And I just saying there before we came in, it's our own responsibility as well too. In every area, there are people living alone, to make sure you call and see them, mm-hmm. and maybe bring them down to the village to meet somebody else. Everybody hasn't got transport. Everybody isn't lucky enough to do that. It keeps them young as well too. And if somebody is on their own and there's nowhere to go, only maybe somebody call them once every couple of days, the postman or something like that. It just get us all a bit more interactive.
Yeah,
and we're all responsible for it now.
Anna-May, do you feel like that too? That you have to keep, you know, going to things, keep involved with your community, keep physically active, and you mentioned the technology as well, keeping up to date with all of that.
Yes, absolutely, Claire. You know, to be motivated and to motivate people and to bring them along. You know, people are nervous. Elderly people are nervous. I'm very proud of my age, but I get up at a certain time every morning and I know what I'm going to do. I know I have my agenda for today, each day, and to be focused and to keep the brain active is very, very important. And to me, that's the way I would love to see all the people that, you know, are old and elderly. I remember when I was very young, anyone 60, I felt they were very old. But look, everything has changed, even the fashion for elderly people. Years ago, you know, if you went in with an elderly person, the first thing would be shown to you is maybe a black or a brown frock, dark colours. That has all changed.
Yeah, thankfully.
Everyone is out in bright colours now, hair done, wanting to go if they can get transport. Transport is a major thing.
Yeah, I have listeners getting in touch, Anna-May, about that. One of the biggest problems, is this listener, for older people who don't drive is a lack of local transport in rural areas. Not everyone drives or owns a car. And you agree with that, do you?
I certainly agree with that. And, you know, if you know of somebody, as Ted says, on their own, really, everyone like that, all the people that are very active, should, even for 5 minutes, take the light out of their door and talk to them even for half an hour. It would mean so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the postman it's always so welcome to people in very rural areas. And we have those areas around in every county.
Yeah.
But transport is a major problem.
Okay, Catherine, can I ask you about this? Because I have a listener saying here, will you ask about everything going online? Older people can't get into a match or get a cup of coffee without cards or pre-booking online. And they say Ireland is not age-friendly for that reason. Are you coming up against that? Do people say that to you?
Absolutely. I mean, over the last 14 years, we have consulted with 35,000 older people across Ireland on all of these themes. And the thing about it is sometimes you might fix something and then another issue arises. And oftentimes, Claire, it's very simple things that can make a change to a person's life. So last week, we had our annual convention with over 200 people in Kilkenny. And these are exactly the issues. We had the Department of Finance there who were talking about the National Payment Strategy. And the message has gone home loud and clear. We do not want a cashless society and neither are we ready for it because older people have to have choice. We had the Assistant Secretary from the Department of Transport. We have fabulous rural transport programmes, but in some areas there are gaps and that's where you need to have things like community car schemes.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a lot of questions being thrown at him. Where could we do this? Where could we do that? And we are working with government to make them. That's the difference about Age Friendly Ireland.
Yeah.
We're working to implement these changes. And the same with the digital first. It should be, if people want to go digital first, but it should not be digital only or digital by default.
Yeah, we've heard about that problem a lot, particularly with going to matches and different events, Ted, that people feel under so much pressure now to be able to use the cards and they just won't go if they have to use them in some cases.
And another place even worse than that is the banks. Mm. If you go into the bank now, you think you're an elephant. Like, I mean, no one comes around you. You might go up to the girl behind the cashier and she says, somebody be with you. You're standing like a gomadon inside in the middle of the bank and they're walking up and down and walking around. That's gone completely. I think the banks are a disgrace now. That's what they do.
Well, I mean, some of them do have facilities in place for older people who still want to use cash and still want to interact with people. But a lot of it is online. You're right. Yeah, all of the banks.
Yeah, but they don't even come. If you go, I don't go to the bank too often, but once in a blue moon. But when I go into it, I feel I'm in a strange place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all inside and nobody's around. You don't know anybody, or what, keep walking around you and saluting you. Don't know whether she's busy or not busy, or he's busy or not busy, or whether they're just ignoring you. And eventually you say, what the hell with this? I go home again. You know, it's dreadful.
Yeah, and the landscape of, I suppose, community based services has changed an awful lot over, you know, it's a very different place than where you went in 30 years ago. And the thing about it is I think with the financial sector, and we have worked with the banks, Ted, because they need to realise that there needs to be that human interaction. On the other side of that, you'll hear people saying the credit unions are wonderful places. The post offices are really wonderful places.
But they're closing them down, though.
We hope not anymore. You need that human interaction. People, it's really, really important to people, Claire, irrespective of whether they can use digital technologies or not. And can I just say on the GAA, the GAA have made some decisions around that recently, and we're working with the GAA to make their... They did Croke Park as the first age-friendly stadium, but to also, you know, engage with county boards to allow them to ring in on a telephone assistance line to be able to book tickets and get them posted out in the more traditional format. So they are working because they have recognised, and it was one of the key issues that was raised last week.
Okay, what were the other issues that people were talking to you about? So rural transport we've talked about, and technology. Anything mm-hmm. else coming up as a headline issue for people as they get older?
I mean, in general, what we do is we do a strategy at local level, Claire, and there are 8 domains. So you have transportation, you have housing, you have health, you have communications and information, economic, the whole workforce area about people wanting to be able to maybe work after retirement, or whether it's unpaid work or whether it's revenue based work, all of those things. And we would consult with them very regularly on specific topics. But also when the department is developing a policy, so for example, the national payments I mentioned, we will have a workshop with the older people's councils. There's 31 older people's councils across the country, so that we can specifically work on that. People are interested, very, very keen on age-friendly housing, wanting to right size. We have 92% of
empty
nesters.
Very hard to do that in the current environment, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it's probably a more opportune thing for older people, because I suppose there was a narrative that, you know, older people are going to be forced out their houses, and that's not the case, Claire. There's a lot of people that are living in houses that are too big for their means, and with the cost of living, it has been really, really hard to maintain them. So there is an appetite now for people to move into age-friendly homes, and we're talking about nice age-friendly homes that you can actually transfer into. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that it doesn't necessarily have to be a one bed, and that you can have space. And these options are being developed. And again, we're working with the department to look at that, whether it's for social housing, renters, okay, or private housing.
So Ted, what do you see your job as being now as an ambassador?
Just to highlight the things that are difficult for people of my age. You know, as I said to you, I'm lucky. I'm in good health at the moment. fairly good mentally and not too bad physically. But I mean, that sort of thing. But it's just to get people to realise the parts that they're ignoring. You know, people need to interact. As it's just like the bank. If you're my age and you walk into the bank, you'd like somebody to come up to you straight away and say, can I help you?
Yeah, but on the positive side, though, as well, you're a representative where people can look at you, and you've already told us your age, you're 74, right? You're out and about doing the work that you love, having an active social life, and all of your life is still happening, you know, in every way that you can imagine. So it's a positive role model role, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is positive with me. I mean, but everybody, I think the big thing that everybody, it's very easy to talk when you have good health.
Yeah.
And you have a few quid. Is a help as well too. At least you're not dependent on anybody. You're not isolated. You can pay for the bus or whatever. The bus is free. But when you go into the shop or wherever it is, but people trying to live on an old age pension, it's difficult enough. I just think they need to. That I'm there if somebody comes to me with a complaint and maybe we can rectify it. It's only that if you're hurt by something that you realise what's wrong. It's when people go into say and say, I don't go to football matches that much, but there's one point that people are disappointed with the GAA, that's more difficult. All those things. And just make people aware of it and maybe give a nod, yelp out of you to let them
raise
know.
Raise the hand,
let them know what's wrong.
And Anna May, are you hoping as well that this will be a positive thing for people when they see acting as an ambassador?
Absolutely. I am delighted to be in that position. But I think to build the elderly, build their confidence and let them know that they have something to offer as well. They're very experienced people and some of them are marvellous, have crafts and all of that. But I think that the whole idea of Age Friendly Ireland is a fantastic movement and it should get every support out there that is necessary to improve what has already been done. So many programmes in all the counties for the elderly. You know, years ago, the elderly, you know, they were left at home and never out or never part of the community as such insofar as making decisions. But I think they certainly should be have an input into decision making and they're quite well able to do that. But I think the whole movement is fantastic. I am very proud to be part of it. I love going to the gatherings that I have. I go around to all of them if I can at all and talk to them and ask them how they are and who have their home and all of that. But I believe, like, the transport is being addressed and everything else, all the things that are available to the elderly out there, to let them know where they can contact, where they can make the contacts. And, you know, to instill confidence into them that they are part of the community.
And make life a little easier.
They're really a wonderful group, the people that we have here in Laois, and I'm sure in every other county they're very same.
Laois is the best, Ted. You heard that there now again.
Well, no, you'll forgive me for saying that.
I'm delighted to hear
it. I feel all the counties are the very same. You know?
Well, listen, watch out for it now, everybody. It's on Thursday. It's the Age Friendly Ambassadors Day. I'm sure you'll hear all about it. It's happening at Slane Castle. And many thanks to Ted for coming in, Anna May for joining us on the phone, and Catherine McGuigan too, who's Chief Officer of Age Friendly Ireland. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.